Today is Friday, September 9th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm recording a little bit later today, because it's currently about 8 in the evening, 8:07 Central Time. I know we normally go by Eastern Time for Pride 48, but I live in Central Time Zone. But the reason is because I finished work and I was just... So first of all, I think I told you guys I had decided on an anniversary present for Mark because we were able to return the ring and get the money back. And I found a watch that I thought was cool. But again, Mark and I don't have the same taste at all, so I don't think he likes it. But it's not too dressy, so I can wear it every day. But it's not a Timex, like, you know, or whatever, like, the cheapy watches were back in the day, that, you know, the plastic watches with the digital display. It's not a smartwatch, it's got metal and wood and marble, actually. So I thought it was kind of an interesting concept. The the inside is the face itself on the inside is, or I don't know if you call that the face, but the thing that the dials are on and everything is a piece of marble. And, I mean, it's got glass over it and everything like that, but just like a normal watch. And then around the round part, around the edge, is inlaid with a piece of wood. I think it's maple. And then the band is a mixture. The links are a mixture of the maple wood. I think it's maple or mahogany, something like that, and metal. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's really clever to mix those together. And so that came in today. They included some tools, but it's just these tiny little screwdrivers. They included some screwdrivers to resize it because I have tiny bird wrists. And so I need to, you know, take some links out. But I cannot. I was sitting there trying to get these little pins unscrewed. And they're tiny, and I could not, for the life of me, get it to work. So I don't know if I'm going to have to go to like a jewelry store, because there's not, I can't find just like a watch repair place. You know, sometimes in malls, they would have those little kiosks that would be, they would sell watches, but they would also, for a fee, they would do like, take links out of your watch and stuff like that to resize them. They would clean watches. They would do stuff like that. But I can't find anything like that around here. All I can find is jewelry stores. And I don't know. So maybe tomorrow we're going to go out and look and see, you know, is there anywhere that I can get this thing resized? Because I keep having this problem. Like, his original gift was a bracelet that I couldn't wear, because, you know, my wrist is too small. And so I was doing that. And then I realized he had an install tonight at 8:00. And we needed to walk. We were going to walk this afternoon. And then I was cooking dinner. I did not want to go get fast food. I wanted to cook dinner. And so, so anyway, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have time to record. We need to go walk now. And so we went for our walk, and we immediately came back home. I cooked, we ate, watched an episode of Breaking Bad while we were eating, and now he's online for his install. And then I think we're going to come back upstairs and watch the first two or three episodes of the Lord of the Rings new series that's on Amazon and see if we like it. So I think that's what we're going to do. Maybe if we get hungry later, I'll make a little popcorn and we'll use the media room. And because Daniel, oh, so that's the other thing. I completely forgot that Daniel was going camping this weekend. And I had stories. I had at least one story for sure that I was going to say that I was going to talk about on Mix Minus. I kept it in my memory so that I could talk about it on Mix Minus. And then last night, late, so I didn't email him back, but last night, I saw the email from Cyclone saying, oh, here's your material for Friday night, just in case Adam finds a replacement co-host for Daniel. And I had not talked to anyone. So apparently last Friday I said, well, maybe I'll look for a replacement co-host. We'll see. I'll let you guys know. I'll tweet it or something. And then I completely forgot. We had, you know, Labor Day weekend, and we did the whole cave thing, and we did all of this stuff, and I completely forgot that I was going to be finding a replacement co-host and all that, and I've been really busy at work, so I didn't have any time today to, you know, to do that, and I just emailed Cyclone back. I said, I'm not going to be able, I completely forgot. I thought Daniel was going to be here tonight. I completely forgot that he was going to be gone. And so I thought, well, I'll record, you know, while Mark's doing his thing, because I don't have Mix Minus anyway. So I'm on the stream right now, but probably nobody knows it, because I thought, well, I'll just record on the stream. If anyone is listening and, you know, thinks they're going to hear Mix Minus, then, you know, they're hearing this instead. Although I am an hour earlier than we normally do, so I'm probably on the stream for nothing. Like, probably nobody is hearing this at all. It's fine. So, trying to think. Last night, I did not feel like cooking. We got Taco Bell. But I did get less food than I think what I'm going to do. I know I'm just constantly failing on this whole, you know, eating better, dieting, losing weight, whatever, you know, whatever the journey is that I'm on. I've been continually failing for the past 6 months to a year. But I think I was thinking I might make a little journal and keep track of how many meals a week I'm eating fast food. And then slowly over time, try to reduce that. So like, you know, if it's, I don't know how many it is, but, you know, reduce one a week or something and just replace that with something I've cooked and try to make it healthier. You know, I don't know if I'm going to do this. I'm in the thinking stages. I'm in the thinking stages of it, you know, but I don't know. I've got to do something, because I also think I'm spending a lot of money on food. I was looking at my finances, and I save a lot of money because I have money that goes directly into savings and stock accounts and all that kind of stuff. But I think I could be saving a lot more. And I think the main thing is just my food expense every month, because all of these, if I say, hey, let's go to get fast food, Mark will pay for it. But I feel bad because he would just eat at home. He wouldn't go get fast food. This is all me. It's my addiction. So I feel like, oh, I need to pay for it, because he would just eat at home. So then I pay for it every time. And you know, I do DoorDash, which that gets really expensive. Not necessarily fast food, you know, more like fast casual, like Chili's or, you know, whatever. So I think both my waistline and my money would benefit if I, you know, reduce that. And so, but I may, it may be one of those things that I have to do slowly over time. Like, okay, here's kind of what I started with, and I'm going to slowly reduce that, you know? So I get used to the new number, and then I get used to the new number. And I also want to find ways to, I could do one of those services like where they, you know, we've tried before, where they send you the ingredients and then you, you know, you have the recipe and you cook it, which might make it a little bit easier. But the other thing I was thinking is, if I cook double batches when I cook, and I did that this week. I didn't cook a double batch, but I cooked chili. And normally when I cook chili, we have at least enough for another meal. But it ends up going to waste because I don't serve chili again, you know, the next night or whatever. And it sits in the refrigerator until it gets old, and then I toss it out. So what I was thinking is, I will start freezing another meal's worth. And with chili, it's easy because the first time I cook it, it's already two meals worth for both of us. And maybe a little bit more, actually. I'll freeze it. I'll put a date on it. I'll only keep it for 2 months, or no more than 2 months. And the next time I want to have chili, like the next week or the week after, I'll just thaw it out instead of having to cook. I've got to think of something. All right, well, we're going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.